Want to get smarter about investing? Then tune in to the Capital Ideas podcast from Capital Group, home of American Funds Distributors, Inc., one of the world's leading asset managers. Each week, we bring you stock market outlooks, macroeconomic updates, and investment strategies that can help you succeed. Learn from portfolio managers with decades of experience about how they navigate uncertain markets. Prepare to be engaged, enlightened, and entertained by listening to the Capital Ideas podcast today.
Good afternoon, my conscious co-creators. Welcome to another edition of the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. I am very, very pleased that you are here with me today. We have another fascinating show with a guest in studio. I'll introduce you to him shortly. But first, of course, I know you've been waiting all week long for our quotes of the day from the universe and from Abraham. Let's see what the universe and Abraham has in store for us today. From the universe. Oh, this is a fun one. Toga, toga, toga. What? You think the universe doesn't have toga parties? Believe me, here it never ends. The homecoming parties are really crazy. Old loves and friendships are rekindled, and spontaneous enlightenment is passed around like, well, like you know what. But then there are the other parties. Woo-wee! Real hoedowns for the most brilliant, radiant, and illuminated souls in our midst. Fearless beings willing to further the collective consciousness by delivering into a kaleidoscope of emotions. Embarking upon the greatest adventure ever imagined into the sacred, hallowed jungles of time and space, where illumination is taken to dazzling new levels and salvation guaranteed, not for what they might do with their lives, but for simply seeing them through. These are the Bon Voyage parties. We owe you big. The universe. Mike Dooley and the universe having some fun with us today. It's a real party in store for you all. Yes, and I think that's kind of what the message here is, to remember that life is really one big party. And sometimes it's real easy to get stuck in, the not so good feeling stuff and the fears and the doubts and the anger and the shame. But I think it's all part of it, and it's not about earning our enlightenment or salvation. It's not about, you know, how we have to strive for something. It's just in living our life fully, embracing all aspects of it, all everything that's in that kaleidoscope, as all a part of the journey, something always good to be reminded of. And let's see what Abraham has for us today. When the contrast gets greater, the desire gets greater too, and that's what miracles are from. A miracle is nothing more than a terrible situation that has caused strong desire and then somehow an alignment of energy with the desire. Everyday life creativity, that's all that it is. Abraham. And so here too, Abraham reminding us that, you know, the contrast that we experience in our day-to-day life, the things that cause us to, cringe, you know, that when that person steps on your foot, when you're waiting in line, when the waiter delivers your order incorrectly, you know, when you get that statement from your bank and there's something wrong with it, you know, that's the contrast. Those are those things we experience that merely help us to clarify what it is that we really want in life. You know, when somebody treats us unkindly, it's helping us to launch that desire of experiencing more kindness in our lives. When we see violence in the world, it's helping us to launch that desire to see a more peaceful world. When we see people taking advantage of other people, that launches the desire of us wanting people to act out of integrity that much more. And according to Abraham, that's where the miracles come from. That's where the everyday life causes us to really imagine a better future, a better world, a better now. And that we don't have to wait for some huge event. We don't have to wait for some second or third coming or for some savior to save the world. No, the world does not need saving. The world is here to help us to understand that we're the ones who make things better. And that every time we experience something that we know could be better, we create that first energetically, then emotionally, and then physically. So there's no need to really criticize the world for all of its darkness and all of those acts of unkindness. Because for every act of unkindness, it launches a million rockets of desire for acts of kindness. And that's all a part of the plan. It's all a part of the party, right? It's all been laid out by the universe. It's all put out there. And it's really for us just to learn to be, to just live and focus and imagine and desire a better world around us. And who doesn't? Who doesn't desire a better world? And it doesn't matter how utopian, how glorious the world is, there's always something better. The human mind, the human imagination, the human spirit, the human heart can bring to the world. So I hope you enjoyed our quotes of the day from the universe and from Abraham, always so apropos for our guests. And today I'm very pleased to welcome Frank Coppola to the Conscious Consultant Hour. Frank helps entrepreneurs, business owners, professionals, those he deems the out-of-the-box thinkers, nonconformists, and creatives, identify their strengths and talents and utilize them to create successful and profitable businesses faster. Frank is an authority in discovering how to turn your creativity into the most powerful and profitable asset you have. He is a motivational speaker, author, inspirational singer, songwriter, and a board-certified ADD, ADHD coach and mentor. Frank is also an expert in using music for branding individuals as well as businesses. His 25 years as an entrepreneur in the creative arts have been in film, TV, entertainment, integrated with education as a singer-songwriter for himself, and talents such as the legendary Temptations, Whitney Houston, and other musical superstars that gives him unique insights into how to harness creativity and make it work for you on a day-to-day basis. So welcome to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Frank.
Thank you, Sam. This is a wonderful place to be.
Thank you.
I love the quotes. The quotes are great. Thank you.
Yes. They definitely set the tone every time. So you've had quite a career, haven't you, working with some real legends?
Yeah, I've been very, very lucky to work with some remarkable people. And I've been very, very lucky. As you can tell, I've got a lot of things going on for me. That's one of the reasons I'm a board-certified ADD coach. I have ADD coach. <you know.
laughs> Right. And today, I have a feeling most of the world is ADD, so that means you can coach most of the people out there. So I'm curious. So you're a real, I don't know, I guess I would say a creativity expert, right? I mean, working in creative fields and also working with people to imbue what they're doing with creativity. Have you always been a creative person? Have you always been in these creative fields?
You know, it's interesting. I think it started when I was a little boy because my father and his brothers would always get together during holidays. And Thanksgiving, Christmas, things like that. And they would always put on shows. So my Uncle Jimmy was a person that would was on television at various times, and he really tried. Uh-huh. And he was usually, when the door would open, he would be the body that would fall out of the door. But his claim to fame was he was in the producers for a short amount of time.
Oh, he was in the producers.
Yeah.
Oh.
He was one of the springtime for Hitler, the prison scenes.
One of the dancers. Yeah.
Yeah. So I've always been around very creative things. And the restaurant was a jukebox, so I heard the music all the time. Directly across the street from the restaurant was a movie theater, so I spent my lifetime in the theater. And there came a time when somewhere in my 17, 18 years old, I discovered music. I actually discovered the Beatles. And I said, I want to learn how to play like these guys. So I went and got the Beatle books and saw the little pictures of where you put your hands. Mm-hmm. I've never really studied music formally. Oh. At some point, I went to Berkeley for a certain amount of time. Wow. But I've always been interested and around very creative people. I worked in advertising for a long time.
Oh, okay.
And there was nothing better than sitting in a room with creative people just banging around ideas. Mm-hmm. I did hundreds of television commercials, and it was always just the joy of being in a relationship with other people, because for me, creativity is about being in relationship. Mm-hmm. There are certain people that can create and invent alone. But I believe that they cannot bring their product out into the world unless there are other people. So they must be involved in conversations.
Right, because when you're brainstorming, when you're working with other people, the ideas just seem to flow easier. You know, you also have a sounding board to bounce things off of. It just feels like a more creative process.
Yeah, it goes. For me, it goes a little further. I mean, a lot of the people that I work with who have ADD, they come to me and they go, well, you know, I have ADD, and I procrastinate. I can't get started. I can't do this. And they're really down, and I say, congratulations, you have ADD. It's really fantastic. And they'll say, I don't understand what you're talking about. And they'll say something like, I get distracted very easily. Mm-hmm. And I would say to them, what would it be like if you shifted your thinking so you wouldn't be distracted? But in actuality, it's creativity bursting at the seams. Mm. You hear something which triggers something, which has you thinking about that. And then think about it. When two people come together, like you and I, we were talking before, you bring your point of view. Right. I bring you my point of view. And out of that, God, the universe, somebody else pops up with a completely different idea. That, to me, is the essence of creativity. It's something brand new.
Yeah, beautiful, beautiful. Okay, great, great. Well, we're going to go out. We have a little commercial break just to start us off. And when we come back, let's talk a little bit more about this idea of focus and creativity and really how we, you know, in today's world, in today's society, where we're so plugged in and so distracted. I mean, you walk down the street and it's like, how many people are you near misses because they're texting on their phone? This whole idea of attention and focus is a real big deal. So why don't we talk about how you came to be an ADD coach and what we can learn from that for our own lives.
I look forward to it.
Wonderful. So everybody, you're listening to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. My guest this hour is Frank Coppola, and we will be right back.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
What are the latest travel trends? How can travel be a part of your overall health and wellness plan? This is William Paris, lifestyle travel consultant, and your host on Travel and Wellness Today. Join me on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time for travel chat, travel tips, and travel news updates. That's on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time on talkradio.nyc.
TalkingAlternative.com.
Welcome back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. Today we're talking with Frank Coppola all about ADD, focus, creativity, music, branding, you name it. We're going to be talking about it. So we're in for a fun time. So Frank, let's talk a little bit, just because I personally think it's such an important topic these days, about focus and attention. Because nowadays, trying to get people's attention is so important for business. Right? I mean, nobody almost pays attention to commercials anymore. Everything is TiVo'd and recorded, fast forward. If somebody's hears a commercial, they're like at the bathroom or doing something else or on their phone. So it really is more difficult than ever before to really capture people's attention. So why do you think that is? And what can we do to help even ourselves to really be able to focus more on our own tasks at hand?
That's a very, very good question. One of the things that I did, was when I was working with people with ADD, and I still do, those people came and they were looking for something very specific. So a transformation would take place. And at that point they would leave. So what I decided to do was once they found out what they really love to do, which is really very important for focus, building strengths. Leveraging those strengths. I said, let's go and let's do this. And you want to go into business? You want to be a photographer? Let me help you do that. Now, the reason I did that is because you can measure business. Okay. You can measure profits.
Right.
So I also have a title, and when I'm going to networking events or in general, I'm a clarity and focus income accelerator. I help people make more money doing what they love to do.
Right.
So why clarity, why focus, and why profit? Well, clarity equals freedom.
Really?
Okay? Yeah. Focus equals speed.
Okay.
And profit means success. Whatever success is for you, whatever profit is for you.
Right.
So think about this. What I attempt to do in general is have someone get clear on who they are. And how they can bring that clarity into their business, which means you need now to investigate what it is that you're going to be doing. Focus, once you have that, focus really speaks to specificity. What is it that we're actually going to be doing to reach our goals by a particular time, right? Because you can't. Because you can't have anything unless you have a time attached to it.
Barry, what do they say that a goal is just a dream unless it has a date attached to it?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And also like a promise. Somebody says, I'll meet you on the corner and we'll go to the movies. But they don't put time, so it could be anything, right? So why is focus so important? And why is specificity so important? Because we're living in a digital arena where information is coming at us rapidly. So if we're talking about focus, the specificity of it, really honing it down to what you want to accomplish. But we're living in a world where things are happening so dramatically fast.
Yeah, things are changing faster than they ever have before.
The problem is that everybody thinks they have to catch up. Right? Oh, I forgot that. I didn't do this and I didn't do that. The reality is that you need to really find out what it is that you truly love to do. Because when you're doing something that you truly love to do, you can stay focused. And I learned this from my friend with the, I call the Knights of Curiosity, the ADD arena.
Yeah.
Okay. So why is that? Because I would say to somebody, tell me what you really love to do. And they would say, oh, I like to play guitar. And I would say, when you're playing guitar, do you have any of the signs, symptoms, or behavior of somebody who has ADD? Mm. And they would always say no.
Mm.
So too with business, I would say, when you came into this business, what did you really want to do? Well, I want to be a graphic designer. What are you doing now? Well, I'm doing the books. I'm doing this. I'm doing
that. Right, all the other things. That takes when you're running your own business, sure.
So I would say, how are you focusing on what you love to do? Mm-hmm. They would say no. Mm-hmm. So what I do is I help people really find out what are they good at, what is their strengths.
I see.
And then once they identify them, they bring it into their business. And many times businesses can double their income very quickly. Why? Because they're not necessarily working. So the point is by finding something that you love to do, and it could be anything. You don't have to be good at it. You could say, I love Italian heritage, you know, and I'm going to go study or just be around Italian heritage. And it could be, you know what? I'm going to get very creative and see if I can hit every pizza place in New York City to see what's the best pizza place, right? So... And also part of the focus issue is when someone finds something that's very interesting to do, they get very creative about it. Mm. And there's the creativity that plays a part in that.
I see.
So making sense?
Yeah, yeah. No, I got you on it. I'm just curious, as a business owner myself, I understand how... when you're starting up your business, it is, sometimes necessary. You have to handle more than just the main part of the business. So, it is necessary to deal with things like the books, like the marketing, like the accounting, the as they say, your chief cook and bottle washer, mm-hmm. janitor and president.
Mm-hmm.
So by knowing what you love, does that mean that I have to hire somebody to do all the other stuff, or is there a way for me to do the other stuff but not allow it to drag me down, so to speak?
Well, one of your best friends in that case, and for everybody, needs to be your calendar.
Mm.
You really need to set up your calendar for the week.
Okay.
And really say, okay, at 10 o'clock in the morning, I'm going to be doing my books, or at 5 o'clock in the afternoon, I'm going to be doing my books.
Right.
And really setting it up according to your week.
Mm-hmm.
And most people don't work off a calendar. So therefore, they're just at the effect of what's going to happen next. And they don't really have a clear picture of what they want to accomplish.
Right.
You sound like someone that understands business, and I have to do this and I have to do that. That's one way to handle it. The other way is that if you're not really good at something, then ask for help.
Right.
See if somebody who can come in who can help you.
Right.
Especially if you're starting business, there are a lot of people there that can step forward many, many times.
Right.
How many times you hear of a mother coming in and doing the books for a family member to get their business off the ground?
Yeah.
But it's not really simple as much as it is an understanding of, I'm here, there's a certain amount of time that I have,
mm-hmm.
and what am I going to do with that time? Mm-hmm. For example, for me personally, my business goes on continually,
mm-hmm.
but I have a day, like on a Wednesday, it breaks up my day, where I do nothing but music. And I do that for balance.
Gotcha.
Right?
Right.
So because, as you know, people are spiritual, they're physical, they're mental, they're emotional.
Mm-hmm.
And if that's not balanced out properly, then eventually it'll affect you in all different areas of your life.
Right.
And again, you go back to focus. Mm-hmm. Okay, on this day, I'm going to spend my time or a half a day
mm-hmm.
doing creative things, writing music, mm-hmm. contacting people. I'm an architecture freak.
Mm-hmm.
I'll go to the museum. I do something to fill my creative soul. I feel something that has to do with my personal self-expression, because that's one of the things that people need. They need to be able to express themselves.
Absolutely. Right. And we also need to get out of that routine and that humdrum thing of working every single day.
Yes.
That by breaking up the routine, we actually allow ourselves sort of the space to be open to more creativity, and that when we're doing the same thing day in and day out and things become very rote and very routine, it is very easy to get stuck in a rut.
Well, don't you find for yourself when you take that little bit of break, you actually come back the next day a little revitalized, and your thinking seems to be stronger because the universe wants to be in harmony.
Right.
And part of that is to say, I'm going to take a step back purposefully.
Right.
And I'm going to do X, Y, and Z accordingly.
Yeah, there's actually this wonderful, wonderful book I read years ago called The Diamond Cutter by Geshe Michael Roach.
I don't know that. That's interesting.
Oh, you got to read this book. It's a wonderful book. Geshe Michael Roach was this Buddhist monk who his teacher, his lama, like kicked him out of the monastery and told him, okay, now take all these Buddhist principles and apply them to business. And he wrote this book using the analogy of the diamond cutter, which is a Buddhist sutra, and how to apply it to its business. And one of the key things I remember in the book was about how he negotiated taking off the middle of the day in the middle of the week where he would do nothing related to business.
Mm.
He turned off his phone. I mean, and this before the cell phone days, but I mean, he turned off his phone. He didn't answer emails. He didn't look at anything related to business. And he would just spend the whole day either meditating, taking a walk in the woods, going to a museum, you know, doing something completely unrelated to business, so that when he came back Thursday morning, he was so completely refreshed and renewed that whatever issues were going on in the office that he could deal with creatively, as we'll get into more, and more effectively, because he allowed himself, and that this was sort of this Buddhist principle which he imbued in the company, and the company became eventually very, very successful.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because business is considered in many ways intellectual, okay?
Mm.
Creativity is really about emotion, all right?
Okay.
And in my opinion, it's about emotion. So when I, like, as you know, I have a business called Your Brand Music, but it's really all about individuals.
Mm.
And I took that on because, again, music is an emotional piece.
Mm.
Going and seeing the ballet is emotional.
Mm-hmm.
Art is emotional.
Mm-hmm.
You can't necessarily measure it because what's creative and artistic to you may be completely different to me.
Right.
And that's the beauty of the creativity.
Right.
That's when someone comes in with a completely different discipline.
Mm.
For example, my former business partner in television commercials was an architect, and he brought that discipline to making films, to making television commercials.
Yeah.
So it's all this consortium of a lot of different ideas that come together.
Right, right. Gotcha. Okay, cool. All right, so we've talked a lot about focus. We're going to go take another quick break, and when we come back, let's now talk a little bit more on the creativity side of things and how we can draw our creativity out and how we can actually use our creativity to help us in our businesses, in our careers, in our lives, in our relationships, right? Because you can apply creativity to anything.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so everybody, and of course, if anyone would like to call in and ask their own questions of Frank or myself, our call-in number is 877-480-4120. You're listening to The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
I'm the aptly named host of Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio. Big nonprofit ideas for the other 95%. Fundraising, board relations, social media. My guests and I cover everything that small and mid-sized shops struggle with. If you have big dreams and a small budget, you have a home at Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio. Fridays, 1 to 2 Eastern at talkingalternative.com.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Welcome back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. Today we're talking all about focus, creativity, ADD, music, and all sorts of other nonsense.
Pizza? We got pizza in there.
Pizza. Oh, yes. Pizza. Got to have pizza.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I know one of the... Well, I don't know if it's still there anymore. There used to be a really great pizza place in the Bronx on Bedford Park Boulevard. Tony's Pizza. Was
oh, yeah.
Wonderful. Okay, so we've talked a lot about focus so far. I want to really dive in a bit more now into creativity, into how, we talked a little about how to foster creativity, but how do we really use our creativity? You know, many people out there thinking, well, I'm an accountant or I'm a bookkeeper or I don't know, I'm this or that, and then that's not really a creative field. How does creativity play a part in those things that we tend to think of as not being that creative?
Again, really good question. Let me just think about how to say this. Well, a lot of people, I believe, don't think they're creative, primarily because their history, their family, their parents, their grandparents would say things like, well, you know, what do you want to do that for? I mean, you won't be able to make any money doing that.
Right.
Or you're not really creative. I mean, you draw, but what does that really mean? So there's a certain set of beliefs that get really solidified with people before the age of 7. So they may, by the time they hit 15, 16, 17 years old, they say, oh, I'm not really creative. Now, Diane, who I've been with for years, Diane is an incredible singer.
Right.
She has close to perfect pitch. All right. I've never heard her sing anything out of tune, but she believes she can't sing.
Really?
I don't sing. All right. And where did that come from? It came from her family. They made fun of her. So that's one thing. The other thing is that creativity as a whole gets positioned in the right brain arena.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
It gets positioned into drawing, you know, writing, you name it, okay, architecture, et cetera. But in actually, for me, creativity is really problem solving at a very high level.
Okay.
All right? Yeah. And you can certainly, it's also about making choices. So just thinking about that, you begin to recognize, why do I find people in business entrepreneurs who may have the signs, symptoms, and behaviors of somebody of ADD. Why do these people tend to be very creative? Because they're very spontaneous. Because their very nature, they have to make decisions very quickly. And when you think about it, they have these multiple disciplines coming together, right? And for example, my background is somewhat large. All right.
Yeah.
I can bring in anything from Buddhism because I love that to sitting down and talking about crystals to talking about neurotransmitters or having to do with bioneurology of some sort. It's just my particular way of thinking. Now, if I come together with somebody else who has another way of thinking, out of that, spontaneity will happen. So I've had a lot of people come to me and say, well, I'm an accountant. I'm not really creative.
Right.
I'll say, well, let's take a look at this. What do you do during the day? Well, I'm just putting numbers together. Right. I say, okay. When you get to the point where you're really working with something and you become somewhat of a virtuoso at it, you know, very quick, some people may become masterful. You start creating things that weren't there. You find yourself doing things, shortcuts, for lack of a better term.
Okay. Right? That's like when you hit that 10,000-hour mark, right? They say it takes 10,000 hours of doing something to master it.
Yeah, that's a very good idea. Yeah. I mean, for example, I had a client who was an accountant who felt he wasn't very creative, who was bored to tears. He happened to be the principal of a very large accounting firm, and I can't say who the firm is, but he really felt that he was going to get fired every day he walked into work.
Really?
Yeah. And he was bored to tears. And after really talking to him and saying, so what did you do as a kid that you really loved to do? He said, I collected stamps. I said, really? Why? Oh, architecture, like Indiana Jones. I would go and, you know, look at the pyramids and da-da-da. Out of that, we had a conversation about forensic accounting. So he went to his partners and said, I want to open a division on forensic accounting, coach them how to do that. And that division wound up doing like 15% more business for the company. And he didn't do any of the accounting normally. What he did is he looked at the books and he would say, oh, there's some money here that's wrong, right? So he took this architecture background, I mean, this archaeology background and applied it, all right? So in that regard, I showed him, you are creative. You're just coming from a different perspective. Everybody has creativity in them. They couldn't exist as human beings if they didn't have creativity.
Right. And I guess one of those key things is in your example, is taking something from something completely, from a totally different field, and applying some ideas or some concepts to a different field that you wouldn't normally expect that to be.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
But also allowing someone to say, look at the way you've solved this problem. I mean, recognize what you've accomplished, because that's being creative. Creative is not just necessarily applied to art,
right?
Or quote the creative arts,
right?
Business people, enormously creative,
right?
All right, constantly making decisions. Constantly moving from one opportunity to the other.
They say that creativity is actually more important in business now than it's ever been before. Why do you think that is?
That I think that there's an interesting book by a Daniel Pink called I forget the title. Sorry, Daniel. But it's basically saying that because of information that comes so rapidly, the whole notion of getting an MBA or having a law degree has diminished greatly.
Because
you can go out to places like Pakistan and China and things like this, where you can get templates already laid out. So what are people really looking for that lawyer who can take what's there and to really look at it and apply his knowledge and come up with something very creative to help a client? Doctors, same thing. There are businesses today, and I know someone who's got a master's in art who became was brought into one of the Fortune 500 companies. And then he has a master of fine art. He doesn't have anything that has to do with MBA. Why? They want out of the box thinkers.
And it seems that, you know, especially for technical fields, if you're spending 4 years in college, by the time you graduate, what you learned is almost obsolete, because the speed at which technology and the world is changing. You know, 4 years ago, I mean, just think back, what was 2011 like compared to 2015? It was a pretty different world, wasn't it?
Oh, my God. I was looking at the video games that are going on right now. Oh, my God, they're off the chart. I was in that kind of world.
Movies now.
Yeah. And I'm sorry, let me get something to drink here.
No problem. And the other thing that I found so interesting is that, you know, there doesn't seem to be any signs of this rapid change letting up anytime soon.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Like change is the new normal.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Just think about how fast things are going. Just think about, you know, a three-year-old or me going to my nephew who's 9 years old and say, could you help me out with my computer, right?
How or do my you use phone. This? How do you use a phone?
You know, and I'm not that particularly old, but it has to do with the whole notion of things moving very, very rapid.
Right.
And when you think of even programmers, right? Programmers come out of school. Mm-hmm. But what are programmers? Programmers are architects.
Yeah. Problem solvers.
But even more so, they create out of nothing. They basically create. They actually called someone a discipline is an architect.
Information architect.
Yes, because they're actually seeing something and then they code it to make that happen.
Right.
It's fascinating.
Right.
You know, it's like an artist. They see something and then they get the paint and they put it up there.
Yeah. Well, speaking of artists, I mean, one thing that you do, which I find really interesting, is about helping people find their brand in music.
Yeah.
So I was just wondering, well, I mean, obviously for you, it makes a lot of sense because you have such a musical background. But why should somebody in business be interested about finding their brand in music?
Well, let's talk a little bit about brand, okay? Brand is not something that you necessarily create. Brand is something that you are.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
Let's take America, okay? Let's take the Star Spangled Banner.
Mm-hmm.
They play the Star Spangled Banner at the Olympics. And what do you think of?
Mm-hmm.
America.
Mm-hmm.
America's a brand.
Right.
Okay?
Yeah.
Coca-Cola is a brand.
Yeah.
Anything that you see on TV or in general, Yahoo's a brand.
Yeah.
All right. So why should people be interested in that? I believe in the law of vibrations.
Mm-hmm.
And everything vibrates at a particular level.
Yeah, absolutely.
And whether it's a rock or whether it's a human being.
Right.
So I think it's very important for someone in business to consider that branding is emotional,
mm-hmm.
where a business, as I mentioned before, is intellectual.
Mm-hmm.
So, and when you think about it, you remember music. I mean, people remember a bad song.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, even though I wish I could forget some of those.
Yeah, because it hits you at a deeper level, in an inner level.
Right.
It actually hits a particular part of the brain called the inductive part of the brain that opens up. And when it opens up, it allows information to come in more freely. Think about that. Right.
Okay.
For all those people that do seminars, which I've done many, many, they usually play music after the breaks. Why?
Mm-hmm.
They want people to be more open when someone's going to teach them.
Right, right. Yeah, I know. Like Tony Robbins is a big one. I mean, he plays music leaving for breaks, coming back to the breaks, in the middle of the seminar. He plays some music, get people up on their chairs.
You're actually dealing with emotions.
Right.
And I think that's very, very important balance-wise. And most people think about it. If it's good for Pepsi, why not be good for you?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Interesting. All right. So we have to learn to deal with our emotions in business. So.
Absolutely.
Wonderful. Okay. Well, believe it or not, it's time for us to take our last commercial break of the show. So everybody, please stay tuned. You're listening to The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. And of course, if anyone would like to call in, the call-in number is 877-480-4120. We'll be back in just a moment.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Dude.
Transforming Tuesday nights from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern on TalkingAlternative.com. It's the Dudes of Disruption.
The Dudes of Disruption is a new show geared toward the global tribe of disruptors who are committed to interrupting the automatic ways of their lives so they go out and leave their mark on the world powerfully.
Consider every Tuesday night, 8 to 9 Eastern on TalkingAlternative.com, forever disrupted. The Dudes of Disruption, disrupting your automatics.
Dude.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Welcome back. You're listening to The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. And this hour, my guest has been Frank Coppola. So, Frank, I mean, you've worked with a lot of different people, entertainment industry, business, all kinds of fields. What do you find are one of the big challenges that people have that holds them back from really achieving more of what they want in their life?
Well, the big one is procrastination.
Well, let's deal with that tomorrow. Let's talk about that.
Exactly.
Now.
Yeah. And that's the big one. It's you mentioned focus. It's the pecking order is procrastination, focus, relationships, money. But the big one is procrastination. I once asked the question to my database, what's the single most important question that you have right now is, and how do you deal with procrastination?
Oh, okay.
Fascinating, right?
Yeah.
So when someone comes, I have a completely different point of view about procrastination.
Oh, really?
Yeah. My point of view is that no one procrastinates. Because nobody wakes up in the morning and says, today, I'm going to do nothing but procrastinate. That's what I'm going to do.
I think I had one of those days once.
Now, it's different from volition to say, I'm not going to do anything today.
Mm.
Okay. But what I say is that when someone walks into a room and they're going to look at their office and their office needs to be cleaned in some way, shape, or form, they know exactly what to do.
Right.
But when they walk in, something happens. I believe it reminds them of something in their past, and then procrastination happens to them.
Mm.
It takes them over.
Hmm.
And then they believe, oh, look what I'm doing. And it doesn't necessarily mean that to be the case.
But, I mean, isn't procrastination just a choice? I mean, either you choose to do something or you choose not to do it right now.
Yeah, that to me is volition. That has to do with a choice as opposed to, I don't know what I was doing, and then I started to procrastinate. That's why that happens to people, in my opinion. Again, okay. I have a different point of view.
Right.
And as a matter of fact, I wrote a small little book about it, and I'm gladly give it away if somebody calls in or contacts me at my email.
Okay.
It's called Get Into Action, 8 Simple Steps to Overcome Procrastination.
Okay.
It's a lot of fun, but it's filled with a lot of information.
Okay. Can you give us maybe two or three little steps just real quick, just the overview?
Well, first and foremost, in terms of procrastination, you need to have something that you actually want to do.
Mm.
And you have to have a strong desire to have it done.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right.
I must get this done. All right. Right. Now, if you must get it done, then you're going to take all the steps that's going to remind you that they have to be done,
right?
And that includes putting a sticky someplace. That includes calling a friend and saying, hey, listen, I really need your help to get this done.
Mm.
So the first one
has... Hold me accountable or something.
Right.
Okay.
The first one has to do with desire.
Gotcha.
The second one has to do with making the decision that that's what you're going to do.
Mm.
Because if you don't make the decision, it's not going to happen.
Right.
And then you take the action. And then you course correct.
Right.
I almost got it done. I didn't get it done. Or right in the middle of this, I went south.
Mm.
Okay. Who could I talk to about this?
Mm-hmm.
And then get back on the horse.
Mm.
It all comes down to what do you want to do?
Mm.
And to really stay conscious of this is what I want to do.
Mm.
It's like someone who says, my sales are off. Mm. Okay, well, what are you going to do? Well, I'm just going to wait for the phone to ring.
No.
I don't think that's necessarily going to happen.
Yeah.
You may need to go work with somebody, or you may need to really just say, I need to get on the phone or go out and talk to people.
Right.
Or not unlike what we're doing here, just having a conversation with somebody.
Right, right.
That's one approach. Mm-hmm. And the other approach has to do with, it's more like, again, making the decision to do something mm-hmm. and then seeing what it is that you need to do.
Mm-hmm.
Actually envisioning, this is what needs to be done.
Mm-hmm.
And then envisioning it complete.
Mm-hmm.
And then actually saying, I learned this from a good friend of mine,
mm-hmm.
I am happy and grateful that such and such is accomplished mm-hmm. and done.
Mm-hmm.
And you operate from that standpoint.
Mm-hmm.
So you start at the end mm-hmm. and then you move yourself forward.
Mm-hmm.
I got the end mm-hmm. and now I'm going to do the steps that I need to be doing right. to get to the end.
Right. Right. Right.
And therefore we go back to clarity, focus,
right.
success.
Right.
All right?
Right.
It's all interrelated. There are so many ways to go mm-hmm. about doing something
mm.
and it is very personal, but there are some standards in the industry standards in life in
right.
general about, you know, how to get something accomplished.
Right, right, right.
Again, anybody that would like my book, you can contact me at my email address at frank@addcoachinggroup.com. I'll gladly send it to you.
Okay.
Be my pleasure.
That was frank@addcoachinggroup.com.
Correct.
Wonderful, wonderful. So tell me, Frank, what like lights you up about what you do? Why do you enjoy doing what you do so much?
I'm all about relationship.
Mm.
For the longest time, it was like, I don't know what I want to do, quote, what I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
Not what I was being, but what I wanted to do.
Mm.
So I grew up in an Italian restaurant, so therefore I know about production, which led to teaching, which led to television commercials, which led to music, which led to this, which led to that.
Mm.
When everything was said and done,
mm-hmm.
it was actually about being in relationship with people. I mean, me singing on stage with the Temptations, everybody would think, wow, that's really great. And it was.
Yeah.
But it was turning around and looking all at these guys and connecting with them.
Yeah.
That's what turns me on.
So it sounds like you're a bit of a person like me, whereas you kind of rode the waves of where the universe took you through your life as opposed to like really planning it out.
Yeah, and sometimes I think that wasn't the smartest move. But
or it was perfect.
Oh, but it is absolutely perfect. Can't really do anything about it.
So Frank, if people, do you have any events coming up? Anything in particular that you'd like to let our audience know about?
Let me turn some people on. There is something I'm doing starting October 29th. It's called Stop Procrastination.
Okay.
Three-step simple formula for getting stuff done.
Okay.
I like the getting stuff done.
Yeah, get stuff done.
And if someone is interested in being part of this, and it's a heck of a program, I must admit it.
Yeah.
It's really a kick-ass program.
Okay.
Can I say that online? Yeah.
Nope. Beep. Too late.
Let me give you the URL.
Sure.
And if you may, it is http://google.go/8y3w5w.
Okay.
That is the tiny URL. Or addingperspective.com/3steps.
Addingperspective.com/3steps.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
And again, if somebody contacts me through the Frank@ADD Coaching Group, mm-hmm. because we're on this program, I'll give them a discount or give them a scholarship to
be
on.
Oh, wonderful. So just mention the Conscience Consultant Hour when you contact Frank, frank@addcoachinggroup.com.
Yeah.
Wonderful, Frank. Very cool. So before you leave, I'm just curious, what's one thing that you want to be, do before you leave this earth that you haven't done yet?
Well, I think the most, I have done it, but I think the most important thing for us all is love. And when I say...
Talking my language now.
Yeah. When I say relationship,
right,
that's what it is to me. To be in relationship is to be love and to be loved. So for me, the most important thing before I die is to always operate from the position of love. Even when I'm pissed, which happens a lot.
Especially when we're
especially
pissed. Yeah.
But to understand that we're all connected, and it's incredibly, incredibly important that we step up and embrace love, because it is who we are.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's something that's definitely needed in today's world. And personally, I think it's we're seeing more and more and more of it. It may not feel like it when you're watching the mainstream media, but the world is changing. Actually, just saw a really interesting Facebook post that I reposted about things going on in the world that we don't necessarily realize. Yeah, go ahead.
And the other thing having to do with that, if you would say, what is it that I'd really like to do? I'd like to be really working with people on large scales. I think it's important that the music has a is a vehicle for doing that.
Oh, okay.
And
cool.
The music is about love as well.
And for the music, is there a different URL, a different website for people to look at?
No, again, they can contact me. Again, okay. I'd be more than glad to share some of that.
Wonderful.
In the that particular part of the site is being worked on, but okay. I'd be glad to share that. Well, and actually, in this course, I use a lot of music to really deepen the learning.
Okay, wonderful. Well, thank you so much for coming on the show today, Frank. I really appreciate you taking time out of your schedule to come in studio and hang out and have some fun for the hour.
Well, thank you. I mean, this has really been a joy. I so appreciate that we're doing this, Sam. This is really great.
Thank you. Thank you. And of course, thank you to all of our listeners around the world. We so appreciate. We do not take you for granted. And if anyone has not yet seen our new newsletter, we have reformatted the newsletter. And if you would like to, please go to our website, talkingalternative.com, and sign up for it. Thank you for listening, and we will talk to you next week.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you on a path of consciousness or spirit? Is personal or spiritual empowerment important to you? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant. And I am here to answer your questions and bring you experts in all areas of life to raise your awareness and support you in your evolution. Tune in at my new time, Mondays at 1 p.m. Eastern on www.talkradio.nyc. That's Mondays at 1 p.m. Eastern on talkradio.nyc.
Have you ever considered consulting a roadmap when you feel you need help getting to your destination? When the normal path seems blocked, a little help can come in handy when choosing an alternate route. Your natal chart is a map of your potentials. It addresses relationships, finance, business, health, and above all, creativity. Current planetary cycles can either support or challenge your objectives. I'm Montgomery Taylor. If you would like to explore the help of a private astrological reading, please contact me at Monty@MontyTaylor.com. That's Monty, M-O-N-T-Y, at MontyTaylor.com.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network at www.TalkingAlternative.com. Now, broadcasting 24 hours a day. Talking Alternative.
I'm the aptly named host of Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio,
big nonprofit ideas for the other 95%. Fundraising, board relations, social media. My guests and I cover everything that small and mid-sized shops struggle with. If you have big dreams and a small budget, you have a home at Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio. Fridays, 1 to 2 Eastern at TalkingAlternative.com.
Dude. Transforming Tuesday nights from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern on TalkingAlternative.com. It's the Dudes of Disruption.
The Dudes of Disruption is a new show geared toward the global tribe of disruptors who are committed to interrupting the automatic ways of their lives so they go out and leave their mark on the world powerfully.
Consider every Tuesday night, 8 to 9 Eastern on TalkingAlternative.com, forever disrupted. The Dudes of Disruption, disrupting your automatic.
Dude.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.